We're down at Walkerville Aged Care, and we're looking at a program, well, that is quite different and unique, and I think opens up so many doors and so many life lessons for everybody involved. Now, I might actually start with you, Anthony Callisto. You're a teacher at Ross Trevor School. Can you talk to me a little bit about this program?
Yeah, so the program offered the opportunity for us to extend our, I guess, our relationship with ALTI, ALTI at Walkerville, where we've had many years of sending students here just for service placement experiences. And they've always come back glowing, and the feedback's always been fantastic. And when this opportunity came up to, partner our students with a particular resident in a series of sharing story, it was something that was an opportunity we couldn't pass up. And it's been an amazing experience to see and be a part of, yeah.
So it's called Rite of Passage. So essentially, a student comes in and meets one of the residents here. They strike up a relationship, and then what happens?
Ultimately, in that time, they create a series of stories that they gain from that experience, and then that's created in a final memoir booklet, which we present to the which the students present to the residents.
So, Nathan, you're one of the people that has teamed up with the wonderful Florence. What was it like when you first met Florence? What went through your mind? What did you think? Be careful because she's looking at you. She's a bit worried, I think.
Yeah, just sort of a bit nervous to start off, but then as we got into it, it was just a really great experience. It was fun, got some laughs. That was good.
What does she do to make you laugh?
She cracks a couple of jokes, so they're pretty funny.
So you essentially sat down with Florence and got an idea of her life. Are there one or two stories that really stick out as being, something interesting that you've then learnt about?
Well, she talked about how her brother went off to war and how sort of every family was affected by war, and that was just something that I really wasn't affected by it because it was a bit past my generation, but that was something that stuck out a bit. The other thing was like how hard that their generation worked compared to us, and how like we're probably a bit lazy.
Well, Florence, I might come to you. Now, do you mind if I tell everybody how old you are?
I'm 102.
So 102. What's the secret to life and long life, Florence?
I've been asked that dozens of times and I have no idea. You just go along and if you do everything right, I suppose, you end up all right.
Well, you've obviously...
I don't know how much longer I'll go on for, though. I'm 102 now.
So then, Florence, what was it like having a Year 10 student, a 15-year-old student in Nathan, come
very
and
nice.
Talk to you?
He's a very nice chap. I like him.
Now, your family, Florence, you had three sisters and a brother.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and then none of them are...
Three sisters, yep. And no, I'm the only survivor, yes.
And because nobody had children either?
No nieces or nephews. I have none.
So if you didn't really tell your stories to someone like Nathan, a lot of your stories would be lost.
They would, yes.
So what were some of the questions that you did ask Florence? What were you really interested in finding out?
Well, a lot about her family and what she did when after they had passed away,
yeah.
And how she. Well, one of the great stories she told was how her father was the biggest bearded Irish farmer in the Southern Hemisphere, and once he passed away, she took over the business.
Father, yes, he was a specialist in bearded Irish, and he had about the biggest collection in the Southern Hemisphere at one stage. And then when he died, I took over. It was never his hobby. He didn't know as a weed from a thistle at one stage until a friend of his loaned him a catalogue of gladioli. And this friend was a specialist in gladioli. And on the back page was devoted to iris. And he read that through and he immediately became attached. And everything with irises, he knew and he did.
Florence, you have an amazing memory. Have you found talking to Nathan and going through this process has brought back a lot of stories and memories?
Oh, Lord, yes. Because I remember the days at home at Eden Hills when my grandfather was alive. And I remember seeing, we always called him Gramps. I remember seeing Gramps sitting in that one position. And as a small child, I put the bellows on the floor as a child of about two or three, put the bellows on the floor and I sat down at his feet and I conversed with him. And
When you lost all your... Because you're the last of your family left.
I'm the last of my family, last of 5 years. So Lizzie was my youngest and she was my greatest friend. We did everything together, Maisie and I did.
Peas in a pod.
Yes. The one above me, Carol, Maisie and I were never friendly with her. Oh. It's funny. It was funny, but we never were friendly with her, but more friendly with my brother and my older sister. But that other one, that middle one, we were never very friendly with. I don't know, anything that she did, we did the opposite.
Now, I understand, too, that you uncovered a love of football with Florence or her team that she likes.
Yeah.
You're a Crows fan, Florence, and a Sturt fan?
Sturt. Crows, yes. I'm very, very Crow fan. Very Crow fan. Crows and Sturt Football Club. Yeah. Oh, yes. Sturt Football Club, the Adelaide Crows.
Did you used to go down to Sturt in the days?
We'd go and watch them train. Yeah. My sister and I would go and watch Sturt train at the Adelaide Oval when we lived at Brighton. We lived at Brighton and we went right up there and we just to watch them train. And, oh, no, we got to know them. We didn't know them personally, but we knew them all by name. You know, that was Rick Davies and that was that one. That
Paul Bagshaw, all the rest of them. So, Anthony, you've been watching this. You must have watched this unfold, this relationship that, you know, Florence and Nathan have had so many times now with all of your other students.
Mm. Yeah, it's been really inspiring. I sort of felt the nerves, I think, walking in on that very first day. You know, we had 9 students along, partnered up with 9 residents, and there was a lot of nerves. You know, there were a lot of nerves in the room before taking off. And on the bus, everyone was sort of quiet and a little bit sort of, I guess, a little bit shaky. And especially when we came into the building, there was this realization that, you know, they're going to be partnered up with someone that they don't know. The generational gap is, you know, times 2. So they come from very different worlds, and you know, to see over the course of the 10-week program the relationships develop from, you know, I guess nervous to sort of assured and sort of like a real concrete relationship and understanding of the other. It was a beautiful experience to view and just to see unfold.
So what would be the biggest thing then you have learnt out of this, Nathan, out of this whole process?
Probably, yeah, like I said before, how hard the older generation work compared to what we do.
Your folks are on the land down in Padthaway. Are you going to tell your dad that you're lazy and he needs to work you harder out of all of this?
Oh, no, I don't think I'll tell him that.
Well, there you go. And it looks like this program will actually be rolled out. This was a pilot, but from what I understand, it looks like it's going to be rolled out right around the country. It's so wonderful meeting you, Florence. 102 years of age, hey? All right, I've got a lot to live up to, okay? Lovely to meet you all. Thanks so much.